A working group in the Black Hills is doing some forest math, and that math could determine the long-term health of the Black Hills National Forest and its timber industry, South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Seth Tupper reports.
There are 32 members of the Black Hills National Forest Advisory Board, but a subset of six wields a big influence. They're the Timber Sustainability Work Group. Their assignment? Study a big set of new data about the forest, then recommend how much timber should be cut for the next 5 years until a longer-term plan is made.
Really, it boils down to a couple of variables.
Greg Jostin is a member of the group. He's also the South Dakota State Forester.
Those two variables are gross growth of ponderosa pine and the mortality of ponderosa pine.
In other words, how fast are trees growing and how fast are they dying? One minus the other equals net growth. If logging exceeds net growth, it's not sustainable. That's the problem right now, according to Forest Service researchers. They say the Black Hills could run out of trees suitable for logging in the next several decades. But if logging is reduced too much, loggers might go out of business. So Jostin says the working group has to find a balance.
We need to be real careful about how we choose these figures, not only from the standpoint of protecting our forest, but also protecting our industry.
The group has agreed on the tree death rate. They chose the lowest and most optimistic rate from a range proposed by researchers. That could be a win for loggers. But the group has not yet decided on a growth rate, and that could still influence the amount of logging they recommend for the next 5 years. The Forest Service, meanwhile, is considering whether to write a new master plan for the forest. That would affect logging rates in the Black Hills beyond the next 5 years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.